Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almone. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Almone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pachyuk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick fields the ball and throws to Burns covering. Safe. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Burns. Gantner moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. Molitor scores. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Money reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Luzinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost bunts towards the mound. Burns fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor bunts towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morrison for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Almon reaches second base with a double. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Ogilvy reaches second base with a double. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Yost reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-2 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to third. Morrison moves to second. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. Morrison scores. Almon moves to third. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas bunts towards the mound. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Cooper moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Money reaches second base with a double. Cooper scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Brewers. Jerry Kuzman now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner bunts towards the mound. Kuzman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Money scores. Moore moves to second. It's 6-3, Brewers. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Paciorek is called out on strikes. One out. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. Kemp moves to third. Two outs. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 7-3, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Money reaches second base with a double. Cooper moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Cooper scores. Money moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantner. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Almone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morrison moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Morrison moves to third. Almone moves to second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Luzinski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.